Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMCA alongside Clinton Prophet. I'm Brandon Tadman. We got Kirk Hillman in studio. We are getting set for our second of three matchups here. Twin Valley League Volleyball Triangular. Well, one team that's just opening up their season here tonight being the Frankfort Wildcats, who were swept by the home team tonight, Donovan West, in our first matchup, 25-15, 25-8. Now, the consolation prize after taking that loss for the Wildcats, you get your first runaround at number two in the state in the Centralia Panthers, who come in with a record of 4-1, a second-place finish at the Wabunsee Tournament this past Saturday. They are tall, they are long, and very good, replacing some very good seniors, obviously, from the team that made a run to the state title match a year ago, but came up a little bit short against Little River. But nonetheless, Centralia team reloaded, ranked number two for a reason, and they're off to a good start. They'll get their first crack at Frankfort here in a matter of minutes.
I'm going to re-jangle some of those keys you just mentioned. You want to mention that Centralia, a lot of height, a lot of length, I know a lot of experience at the varsity level. A lot of great players return. Two players who are second-team All-League returners, and Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp. I mean, a lot of these girls were able to play on that varsity team that went to that state championship and finishing that runner-up. And a lot of these players, again, just are so dynamic and put dynamite out there on the court. And that's why they're number two team ranked right now in Class 1A Division 1. But for the Frankfort Wildcats, again, a team that wants to have a bounce-back season. And here you go. You face a very tough team. It's time to at least learn something, figure something out about yourself, and learn where you're at here placing on the season.
So getting set for Centralia in Frankfort, the Wildcats in the red uniform tops will hit from right to left here in the opening set. Centralia in the all blacks with the orange trim, white numerals and lettering. They will hit it from left to right. So again, Centralia, their first midweek action after coming off that second place finish at Wabunsee on Saturday, winning 4 of 5 matchups, 4-1 on the year with the lone loss to Rock Creek in that tournament championship on Saturday mid-afternoon. Frankfort, an 0-1 start to the season after being swept just a little bit ago by Donovan West, 25-15 and 25-8. On the back line here for Centralia, Milena Becker, Hayden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp is on the floor. The Wildcats will serve it up first from right to left, and we'll see Shane Anderson, 5'5 senior. Matchup number two, here we go, from Donovan West High School. KPBC Kirk Kilman with you, and the Centralia Panthers get the opening point. Emphatic stuff, and unable to handle on the back line. They make a quick rotation, and a 1-0 lead here for Centralia.
Yeah, already Josie Haverkamp, one of those second-team All-League returners I just mentioned, got up to the net real fast, put down a quick spike for a kill.
And Haverkamp sent the serve across. Now Frankfort, their first set right into the net, as that one missed hit by Ainsley Adams. And a quick 2-0 spurt here by the Panthers. Number two ranked in the state, Little River, the only team ranked higher than Centralia heading into this first full week of the regular season. Another send across there by Haverkamp. Frankfort gets it middle of the floor. Now a free ball sent across. Now the Panthers want to set something up here from left to right. They go far side. Becker spike, and she buries it into the back right corner. Two very nice looking opening possessions and a 3-0 Panthers lead.
Yeah, and already three straight points here for Centralia. They've already put two kill attempts down, one from Becker, one from Haverkamp. Both great.
So another serve here by Haverkamp, the 6-foot junior. Wildcats push it front left, and there's a spike dug up nicely, though, by Hayden Kramer, and it falls down. It was just kind of hard to judge whether that ball was going to land over on the other side of Frankfort. It does not, and the Wildcats get their first point. It is now 3-1 here in set one. Serve now for Ainsley Adams here for the Wildcats. Panthers very methodical as they set it up, and they do so on the far side for the kill by Steinlage, the 6-foot freshman, every inch of 6 feet on the front of that net, and a 4-1 Centralia lead. We talk about the length, but we talk about some of the youth that is paired with that length, which sets up not only good for this year, but years to come for the Panthers.
Yeah, only two seniors here on this team. Again, so many great young sophomores and juniors and an upcoming freshman year that aren't on this roster, but again, that are playing at a very high level.
Here's Jasa Becker with the serve here for Centralia. Now the Wildcats get one set up. It might have been their best set ball to date. but it was sailed into the fifth row. And just way too much heat for Savannah Jackson on that one. That is a 5-1 Centralia lead now after the hit air by Jackson. Wildcats trying to settle. Down early here to Centralia in this opening set, and they got to get it back over on a freebie. Becker, little tap shot, diving effort, not there. Nicely done by, I believe that was, Jason Becker, who was able to get that nice little finesse tap to make it 6-1 Centralia. So Panthers off to a good start here.
Yeah, Jason Becker delivering a slide, which is a fake set in there for the kill point.
Here's a Wildcat set, and off the top of the net, and it falls down for the Frankfurt point. Tessa Parsimer there. Going to earn that one. Make it 6-2. Get a sub in for the Wildcats. And as it looks like, they'll go deep into the bench here. Now, Frankfurt's roster, at least in that first matchup with Donovan West, it wasn't very lengthy. And now tapped across. That should be a point for the Wildcats. On top of the net there was Milena Becker. And tried to pull her hand back in time. Couldn't do so. Now back-to-back points for the Wildcats to make it 6-3 Centralia.
Yeah, she smiled right afterwards knowing that, yep, she shouldn't have done it.
Rose Brammer is serving now for Frankfurt. And there's a spike attempt by Milena Becker, but she goes into the net. A little bit late on the jump. And was trying to spike it on her way down, and now three straight for the Wildcats gets them to within 6-4.
Yeah, the young junior in Becker just needs to kind of reset her mental here, try to get herself back on track.
So Centralia trying to get this little run stopped, and another miss hit for Centralia, this time by Hayden Kramer. Probably ain't going to say that too much throughout the year. Make it four straight for the Wildcats. Now it's a 6-5 set lead here for the Panthers. They get it to the middle of the floor, and another one that's dug right into the net. This time it's missed hit by Steinlage, and now the Wildcats with KP five straight to tie it here at six.
Yeah, Frankfurt right now, only one of six of their points right here have been off of a kill attempt. The other five have been misplays or errors by Centralia.
Here's a nice tap across. Good sliding save here by Frankfurt's Parthamer, and now a set and kill. And I think we get a stoppage of play. And KP, did you see what the call was there? But it's going to be a point, I believe, for the Wildcats, and that gives them a 7-6 lead.
I don't think they might get a net fault against Centralia up front. So, again, Frankfurt coming back here, playing clean, playing Centralia, create all the mistakes.
Six consecutive for the Wildcats, as now it's batted down at the net. The dig was set up perfectly for that Wildcat front line, and it's buried by Savannah Jackson.
She was over the net, I do believe.
Okay, so yep. That actually goes to Centralia to tie it at 7. Well, that's just an unfortunate break there for the Wildcats. And now back to serve here. Milena Becker once again. Frankfurt on the dig, and it turns out into a point. Miscommunication on that Centralia front line. Make it 8-7 Wildcats.
Probably uncommon here for the Centralia team to have this much miscommunication. Again, they just got here. 30-40 minutes to go, they just got warmed up, so a team like this, they'll get going early.
And Haug with the serve for Frankfurt, but sent it too strong, and a point for Centralia ties it back up. It is 8-8 here in this opening set, matchup number 2. Our TBL try here tonight on KNZA. Donovan West swept Frankfurt in straight sets in the first matchup, and defended well by Centralia. Did that point go to Frankfurt's or the Panthers? It went to the Wildcats.
Yeah, it was a great back set set up from Haug to Parthamer near the right antenna, and then she just put it down, missed block by Centralia, that put it out of bounds.
So Parthamer, the right-handed serve from right to left, and that one too strong. So we have alternated now the last 6 points, 3 on each side, and we're deadlocked at 9-9 here in set one.
Again, if Frankfurt can create more plays like that that they just had, where Haug got a back set to Parthamer, hitting it to the weak side, that can create a lot more, generate a lot more points here for Frankfurt. And that's a team that they want to be, and they want to sustain themselves at.
Here's a serve by Keelan Rimpey, and now a free ball sent over by the Wildcats. Couldn't get much set there. Now this one is set up nicely off the top of the net. Frankfurt defends it well. Now they push it front left, and a little finesse shot tipped up into the air onto the back line and sent back across by Milena Becker, but can't get it quite all the way over. And scrambling here just to touch the Panthers, and the Wildcats' lead is 10-9.
Unfortunately, this is a basketball goal that was hanging up to the rafters that hit the ball right back to Centralia.
Savannah Jackson on the serve. It's dug up by Hayden Kramer. They push it far side. Dustin Trillia, kind of a miss hit there with the left hand. That was Niehaus. A 5'6 junior, Kyra Niehaus, haven't called her name yet, but a miss hit with the left hand gets the Wildcats an 11-9 lead here in this opening set. Another serve across from right to left by Jackson, now pushed, and another miss hit on the set. One of the Panthers just having a little bit of an icky stretch here that's allowed the Wildcats to build what is now a 12-9 opening set lead.
Yeah, 10 of the 12 points that Frankfurt has had so far has all been off errors.
And the Panthers can set this one up nicely, defended well, and it's batted up into the air and somehow saved and set back across by Rempe. Frankfurt celebrating like they thought they had it. Now there's a set and a spike by Lorelei Loizo. So it ultimately ends at a Frankfurt point, and it's now a 13-9 Wildcat lead.
I just want to go back and shout out to Dollinghouse, who had that block that created that scramble against Centralia, and then what a put away there by Loizo at the end.
Frankfurt's on a little bit of a juice roll here as Panthers trying to resettle in. They'll set it up and a point smash down, and that's a good way to get it back there. Hayden Kramer, the 5'8 junior, second team all league a year ago, and certainly looking like a first teamer here on that one. Makes it 13-10.
Yeah, second her first kill of the game. Hopefully she can for herself start getting rolling.
That stops a run of four consecutive points there for the Wildcats. Now a miss hit on the spike attempt. It sails long. Ainsley Adams had a shot at it, but way too much on it. Freebie there for Centralia. So back-to-back points for them, getting them within two. It's 13-11 here in this opening set. And now an ace here for the Panthers as they're back quickly to within one. Count the ace there for Hayden Kramer. Kramer, jersey number 7. Near side of the floor, sends it back to the far side of the net, and another missed hit, and another ace to tie it at 13.
Again, Kramer, she's been real quiet until that 10th point. She scored the 11th, 12th, and now 13th. 3 points in a row for Centralia, all from Hayden Kramer.
So trying to get the lead back here for the Panthers in this opening set. It's been a good one so far. 13-13 tie, and she lays that one with a lot of dip, and there is nothing you can do on the back line. Another ace for Kramer, make it 14-13 Panthers. 5 consecutive points here for Centralia. She'll try it again. This time Frankfurt dug it up. Push it far side. Loizo a chance. Two-hand push across, but not much behind it. Now the Panthers get a crack at it. Backline save here by the Wildcats. Backline spike. Heavy behind it, but right into the net. And a point for Centralia. 15-13. They get 6 consecutive Centralia points. Kramer continues to serve, does so with good pace. Dug up nicely by Dollinghouse. Gets back over on a second try. Backside set. Here's the spike. And that one is launched into the corner. It stayed inside the line. I believe that was Milena Becker who got that one for Centralia to make it 16-13.
Yeah, great communication up in the up front row. You mentioned that back set that went to Becker. Becker playing it greatly for her second kill of the set.
Timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Get alongside Trendon Prophet. I'm Brandon Tabman here on KNCA. Captain Kurt back in studio, keeping us dialed up and on the air. Boy, partner, it's been a heck of a ride to get ourselves kind of geared up for this part of the season. High school sports officially back, 25-26. We got, as Kurt mentioned before, we kind of popped back on here, our first week of locker room chats with high school football coaches across our networks here over the next couple of days. We got our full slate of high school football week one on Friday. Just a great time of the year, brother. It goes by quick, but soaking in the moment as we're finally back to it after a long summer.
I'll tell you what, I mean, it was a great summer, especially at baseball, Legion baseball, but tell you what, nothing gets me more excited to get back on the gridiron, get back on the volleyball court. I mean, we have so many great teams coming back that have chances to go back for state titles and are defending state title champions. So, yeah, we're entering a great prime spot of the sporting season now.
Well, out of the timeouts, Kramer tried to keep that serve run going, and she served it right into the net. So, Frankfurt kind of needed that to stop the bleeding there. They're back to within two, 16-14. Frankfurt gets the serve back. Centralia by two here in this opening set. Certainly a set of runs on each side. Stayed fairly even to this point. Panthers get it far side. Little tapper by Becker, but Frankfurt played it well. Now they set it up front left, and it's put down by Frankfurt. And I believe that was Ainsley Adams who got that point to make it 16-15.
Yeah, Adams with a great kill shot. Anderson for the setup. It was a good front set. And again, Frankfurt wanting to see more of that. That's just their third kill this set here against Centralia, only down by one.
Here's Anderson on the serve. Backside Panthers push it, sets it, spikes it, tips up nicely on the back line by Parthamer. Frankfurt now chasing. They can't get there. It goes away. Wrong way. I needed to go back towards the net. The Panthers get that one. 17-15 their lead. Well, if you're Frankfurt here, Crendon, you are right in this thing.
Oh, you very much are. And you're playing against, again, the number two ranked team right now in Class 1 and Division 1. This is a good chance for you to get a win.
Well, Haverkamp serve, and somehow the Wildcats just barely got that one back over. Middle of the net. There's the spike by Steinlogge. Now the Wildcats regather. Pushed across with two hands, bumped up by Milena Becker. They push it back to the middle of the floor, and that spike is popped way high into the air. Frankfurt scrambling. Somehow they get it back across. Panthers push front middle, back to the left side. Becker's spike, he buried it. Lengthy rallies, but Centralia earns it. Milena Becker with the heavy finish to make it 18-15.
Man, Becker has put nothing but a heat trail behind every single one that she has touched that front row net. It is a must be hard for a setter over there in the back line to pick that up.
Josie Haverkamp to serve. Now here's the spike attempt for Frankfurt. Sets up on the back line by Haverkamp. They push it back towards Becker again with her spike attempt, and she buries another one. 1-2-3. Back-to-back knockdown points there by Milena Becker. 19-15. Crucial stretch here for both sides. Centralia trying to put this first set away. Frankfurt trying to stay in it. Frankfurt has it after the serve. They push it back far side. There's the spike. Is it in? It is not. It is out. Frankfurt calling for a tip, and I think they got it. The spike was sent down by Ainsley Adams, and the official came in late saying it was deflected. So now 19-16. Frankfurt down three. They have the serve. Here is Adams on that serve, and she sent it long. Now, at this point, can't give away the freebies. 20-16, Panthers get the serve back. They also bring onto the floor here Claire Heinen, replacing Keelan Rimpey. And back to serve here, Jasa Becker, 5'5 junior here for the Panthers. Their lead on Frankfurt, 20-16 here in this opening set. Matchup number 2 of 3 tonight here at D-West. Wildcats, middle of the floor, get it across on a free ball. Panthers now get it their side on the middle portion of the floor. Tapped across by that front line. Wildcats play it well. They push it back across. Sets it up far side, middle of the floor. There's the spike, but it's hit too strong by Steinlogge, and a point there for the Wildcats.
Yeah, and Steinlogge, she had a great set right in the middle of the net. Just had to try to find the perfect spot down that right line, but just put a little too much power and dust under it to the right side.
So it is 20-17 Panthers here in this first set. Frankfurt on the serve from right to left. It is popped up into the air by Heinen, and now defended well by the Wildcats to block in the point. That was Savannah Jackson, the 5'7 senior. Back-to-back points now for the Wildcats here, KP. 3 of the last 4, they're within 20-18. And right there, two service there, makes it 21-18. That was a nice little stretch there for the Wildcats, and they are right in this thing. But Milena Becker back to serve from left to right here for the Panthers. And she goes into the net with a service there to make it 21-19.
Well, Ben, don't break. If you're Frankfurt right now, you are, you know, just down by two. You can continue trying to get this one towards your favor. But, again, it's about clean play. They need those clean sets in the front row to Adams and to Parthamer.
That's going to be another service there. Three straight. Wildcats can't afford to keep giving them away. 22-19. Centralia getting a battle here from the Wildcats. The Panthers trying to put this one away with the serve. Frankfurt settles. Far side, Parthamer's spike attempt, batted into the air. Scrambling the Panthers are. Now they send it front right. Heinen spike, batted into the air, and down it goes. So Heinen the point, makes it 23-19.
That was defended so well there by Centralia, because again, we saw that thing earlier where Howe got a back set to Parthamer on that right side, trying to go to the weak. That time Centralia defended it, picked it up.
23-19, Centralia trying to put this first set away. And now it's a scramble to the far side of the net and a long push shot that's going to find its way in the back left corner for the Centralia point. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that was Haverkamp. Yep, put that one down, and now it's set point here for the Panthers. 24-19. Panthers getting a battle chance to put it away here, and they will with an ace. So there it is. They get a battle from Frankfurt here in the opening set. But the final stretch here, four consecutive points, and five of the last six go to Centralia. And they hold on and beat Frankfurt here in the opening set in match two here at Donovan West High School. We step aside for a timeout. That final there, again, 25-19, Centralia with the victory over Frankfurt here in set number one. Back after this, here on KNZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Suicide impacts all of us. It's the third leading cause of death among young people and continues to rise in our older population. We can no longer allow this illness to remain hidden. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we are committed to supporting prevention and providing resources year-round for our friends, neighbors, and families who have been touched by loss. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA, Brandon Tamakrin and Profits and Kirk Hillman. Boy, Centralia certainly got a battle from Frankfurt in that opening set, but the Panthers hold on 25-19 as we get set for set two.
Yeah, you mentioned it. It was a teeter-totter at that very beginning. Both teams making a lot of crucial mistakes there, a lot of service errors, a lot of attacking errors, but Centralia, they came out in the end. The play wasn't clean, though, and a team like that, of course, I'm sure under head coach Cindy Osterhaus wants to play a little cleaner here in this set number two. Centralia finished with 9 total kills in that first set. Frankfurt finished with 4. Again, Parthamer, she's got 4 kills total today. Hogg needs to continue to get those sets to Parthamer so that way she can keep fighting those hits and spikes down to that weak side of Centralia. But Centralia, we saw play that a little better there in the late set number one. So we'll see how, again, both these teams adapt in set two.
Well, Centralia at one point had the early 6-1 lead in that opening set, but then Frankfurt went on a stretch where they scored 12 of 14 points. Centralia hit a little bit of a rough patch, but they got right back into it, took the lead, and did not relinquish. Able to hold on, 25-19. Now a must-win once again here for the Wildcats, as their night in danger of ending fairly quickly after being swept by Donovan West in our first matchup. And then, of course, after this one concludes, we will get Centralia and Donovan West in the final matchup here tonight. Here we go, set number two. Centralia on the serve, now on the attack as they get it back from the Frankfurt side. Now the Wildcats get it middle of the floor, tapped across, nicely done by Dollinghouse. Panthers frantic to save it, keep it alive, and now the Wildcats on the back line hit it up with Dollinghouse, and now a free ball sent across. Panthers push it, front of the net, there's the spike, dug up nicely by Haug to keep it alive. Now the Panthers will try it again. Push it far side, who else? Melena Becker buried it. So Becker had the first chance, it was dug up by Haug. They get it right back, and guess who? They go right back to Becker. She nailed it that time to make it 1-0.
Well, Becker does a great job slaying the defense, finding his open holes, already with 5 kills in this game here against Frankfurt.
Now right out the gate, her serve right into the net. Service error by Hayden Kramer ties it at 1-1. Against Centralia, holding on, 25-19 in the opening set. And we're swiftly out to a 1-1 tie here in set two. From left to right to serve, Shane Anderson here for Frankfurt. Now tipped on top of the net, but Frankfurt gets it back, sends it across. Middle of the floor, there's the set, and there's the spike, and it's dug up nicely there by Parthamer on the back line. Now a free ball sent across by Adams. Panthers reset. They want to go back to her. Here's Becker again. Right on cue. She buries it again, makes it 2-1.
And really, there's no answer for her off that left side right now. She's attacking the weak, and she's just continuing pounding and going right to it. 6 kills now against Frankfurt.
See Haberkamp back to serve, and she hit it a little awkward off the hand out of play. Makes it 2-2. Wildcats get the point. Now Ainsley Adams back to serve. Adams near side sends it high arcing. left to right. Panthers set it up. There's the set. There's the spike. There's the kill. This time it's Steinlage. How about this, KP? A six-foot freshman. Yes, already two kills here against Frankfurt. And, man, she is already doing such a great job. A 3-2 Centralia lead is a little shuffle with the line up front. That's Steinlage and Heinen up there alongside Milena Becker. That front line for the Panthers right now as Jasa Becker with the serve. Here's Parthamer on a spike attempt, tipped up into the air, and the Wildcats get the point. Parthamer's been all over the place here for the Wildcats, and that ties it at 3-3.
Yeah, and she's right now the kill leader early on in the season here for Frankfurt, already three kills against Centralia. Again, continuing to try to get her those kill attempts up at the line is going to be very important for Frankfurt.
Another freshman out there for Frankfurt, Brammer, and saved somehow. Did that get back over? They're going to say a violation under the net. Boy, that was nearly a heck of an effort to get that back across, but Centralia unable to do so. Frankfurt takes the lead at 4-3.
And that's just the one of the two seniors here on the roster, Claire Heinen, that kept it alive for Centralia. It's an unfortunate under the error called.
And Brammer on the second attempt going into the net with the service error to tie it at 4 apiece. Here in set two, Brammer comes out and Dollinghouse back in on that back line for the red jersey wearing Frankfurt Wildcats. Middle of the floor, they push it back side, taps across, nicely done, popped up into the air by Heinen for Centralia. Now they get it back across. Frankfurt sets it up. Here's the set. There's the spike. The defense. A lot of length up front here for the Panthers right now. Battle at the net. Onto the side of Centralia. They push it near side to far side. And now Kramer's attempt to get it back over. Rejected point for the Wildcats. I believe.
Yep.
Which would make it 5-5.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, you're playing at the high school level here, in the regular season, how much the rafters and the kind of stuff up in the gym here that plays in the factor of these games.
The only reason I was kind of confused is the point wasn't put on the board, and now we get a stoppage of play. Are we already getting a scoreboard issue?
Looks like they
6-4.
Just put the point up, yep.
All right, so the corrected score is 6-4. I'd add a little confusion there. Frankfurt back on the attack. Parthamer's spike attempt is defended well by the Panthers, and now front middle, diving effort on the back line. Good job by Frankfurt's Ashlyn Dollinghouse on that one. Now the Panthers get a crack. Wildcats defend it well, and it's sent over and out of play. Good rally. But this time, Parthamer's hit too strong. 6-5 is the Frankfurt lead. I think they're going to stop play. That ball went into the JV side of the floor, so we'll reset. Frankfurt leading it 6-5 here in set number two, a must win for them after Centralia held on in set number one earlier, 25-19. Wildcats push it front of the net. They set it up nicely. Fits into the air. Down it goes. Set and point. Savannah Jackson. She's having a nice night. That gets the Frankfurt lead to 7-5. And Parthamer now back to serve. Called her name quite a bit here so far tonight. She'll serve it from left to right. Back middle it goes. Now front middle. Tipped over by Centralia. Down it goes. Miscommunication. Loizo and Jackson both there. They both step back when one needed to go down. Centralia takes that point, 7-6. They trail.
Just like set number one, both these teams fighting early on in the first part of the set. Centralia just trying to peel away.
So after the serve, another stoppage. So we kind of avoided in that entire first match with D West and Frankfurt the JV ball from making its way over, but here twice in the last three or four point opportunities that has come into factor to stop play. So 7-6 Frankfurt, they set it back far side of the floor. There's the spike and there's the kill. Front left of the net as Ainsley Adams, the freshman, put that one down to make it 8-6 Frankfurt. So we have alternated now 5 points in a row. Served by Frankfurt, down to a knee. They got to get it across. They do so. Loizo hits it in the air, middle of the floor. Now they push it far side for Adams, who gets it across, but not much behind it. Now leaning back, putting it over, and sending it too long. Leaning back was Haverkamp. Kind of an awkward spike attempt there, but now 9-6. Frankfurt by 3. Spinning and serving, Savannah Jackson. Back left to far right side of the floor. Now leaning back, spiking it down. Parthamer was there, though, back middle. Now underhanding across. Great opportunity here for Centralia. Here's the set, here's the spike, and it's blasted off the forearm of Haug and goes sailing out of play. So a spike and a point for Centralia makes it 9-7. Panthers now down by 2. Here's the serve by Centralia. Middle of the floor, another hit in the middle of the floor. Now Loizo pushing across with two hands. Backside set, left-handed tap shot. Wildcats were ready for it. Now backside Loizo, spike defended well. Point for Centralia. Josie Haverkamp in on that defensive front to make it 9-8.
Yeah, but also you can't forget about the junior Milana Becker, who's had a great night already against Frankfurt with 6 kills. Also in on that double block. Great communication in the front row.
Back-to-back points for the Panthers, and there is a service error. It goes long. The Frankfurt gets one back. Their lead back to 2. It's 10-8. It's a must-win here for the Wildcats. Trying to force a winner-take-all set number tray. Serve here by Anderson. Popped up onto that back line. They want to set it up here. There's the spike by Haverkamp. Now set back across. Panthers are there. Now a spike, save. Boy, Wildcats playing good on this back line right now. Now a battle with the net and a whistle. And the stoppage of play going against Frankfurt will give the point to Centralia. 10-9. The Frankfurt lead is 1. It'll be Haverkamp to serve. Sends it high into the air from right to left. It is dug up by Dollinghouse. Far side, the set wasn't good, so the Wildcats had no other choice but just to get it across. And now this one is tapped by Niehaus. Now down to a knee. Frankfurt resets. And underhanding across is Jackson. They push it far side. Here's the heavy hitter, Milena Becker, who buries that one. Well, that was well set and an easy point to make it 10-10. 4 of the last 5 have gone to the Panthers. Number 2 ranked team in a 1A Division 1, at least this week. They're off to a good start. Tied here with Frankfurt in set 2. Good defense, but better offense there. Point for Frankfurt. Ashlyn Dollinghouse earning a point there. 11-10, Frankfurt retakes the lead. And back to serve is Adams. 5'8 freshman sends it across. Panthers play it well. They set it up for Niehaus. Her spike defended well. And KP, what's the call?
Well, I was into the net, so it's going to be
okay.
Call.
So a point for Frankfurt makes it 12-10. They lead it by 2. Another serve here for Adams. Sends it across with the right hand. Good pace. Dug up on the back line. Right middle of the floor. Buried. Once again, they set it up perfectly for Milena Becker and another kill shot for the 5'9 junior. Gets it to 12-11. Frankfurt's lead is 1.
Man, Becker just takes off to a jet every time she heads up right to the net. Top, she's just there in, you know, half second up there with great speed, and her attacking power is just unmatched right now.
It's been fairly back and forth here in this second set. Wildcats push it middle of the net. Haug sends it across. The back line for the Panthers scrambling a little bit, and a free ball sent across by Steinlage. Far side of the floor, Parthamer gets a spike, had a good look, but she sent it too strong. 12-12 tie.
Yeah, it's been kind of rare there for Parthamer to get those, solid, good looks for herself. So, sending that out strong, very unfortunate for her.
Here's Jasa Becker back to serve for Centralia, sends it across, Parthamer set. Far side, Parthamer gets it back off the set, I should say, defended well by Centralia. The Wildcats regather. And a two-handed push shot there by Dollinghouse. Panthers ready for it. Here's another opportunity for Becker, and she might have mistimed her jump. Milena just couldn't quite get a fresh feel on it, and a point for Frankfurt. They retake the lead at 13-12.
Well, it's kind of hard to see, but it looks like Milena Becker and Kramer kind of collided a little bit, got kind of too close to each other and couldn't, figure out who to call off.
Here's Kramer, the serve, the freshman here for the Wildcats. Didn't see her in that first matchup with the U.S., but getting some time here against number 2 in the States, and the Panthers get a point. Little finesse shot right over that front line and in front of that back line to tie it at 13. Right back to serve, Milena Becker. Heavy on the tip with the serve. Pushed up to the front. Anderson set. There's the spike. Jackson's kill. Set too strong. And a point for Centralia. They retake the lead. It's 14-13. Been impressed, certainly, with Jackson and Parthamer here tonight. The Wildcats. And that one barely out on the service there as Becker sent that one just a touch too strong. So 14-14. We are back and forth in this must-win set number two here for the Wildcats.
In Frankfurt, they're holding on because of those errors. They got to start playing something front row play.
Well, Haug sends it way too strong. So another service error, this time on Haug and Frankfurt. So 15-14 Centralia. They won the first set 25-19. Time to dispatch the Wildcats in straight sets. And that one's going to be an ace. That one lands in there. As Milena Becker, or correction, nope. 16-14. That one just landed on the line, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Step aside as well. Set two, Centralia 16, Frankfurt 14. Back at a tight 30. It's high school volleyball here on KNZA.
Have a paint project you've been meaning to do but keep putting off? Well, procrastination pays off because right now you get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paints at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. From August 29th through September 7th, choose Valspar Medallion Plus Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container during our Labor Day event. Save on other great Valspar paints too during this time. Take advantage of rebate savings at Soother Building Supply in Seneca through September 7th. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball continues tonight on KNZA. Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tappy, Crennan Prophet. About said Kurt and Crendon in the same breath there. It's not really going to work out that way, but nonetheless, we're back to it. Here at Donovan West, out of the timeout, match two, set two. Centralia 16, Frankfurt 14, and make it 17-14 with another ace out of the timeout. KP, an important stretch here for the Wildcats.
Yeah, it's a very important stretch here for the Wildcats, as you just mentioned. Again, it's about that clean play, but here's Centralia finally starting to put down some aces. They were really struggling this set, specifically having not put one down. Now back-to-back and nearly three straight.
Oh, barely getting it over. They're going to call a lift there on Melizo. At least off the initial whistle. I think that was the call, 18-14. Melizo's kind of showing a fist, saying that maybe it wasn't a lift. The official says otherwise. 18-14, Centralia by four. There's Parthamer on the spike, but it's deflected and rejected. Josie Haverkamp up there leading the charge, 19-14.
Yeah, great double block. I mentioned again that communication by Centralia is just coming through strong. Haverkamp and Kramer, both there working together.
The Panthers on a nice run here, trying to put this one away. They get it to Loizo, who kills it front middle. Just barely grazed off the top of the net. Down it goes for a big Wildcat point there to make it 19-15 Centralia.
Yeah, and Loizo went right against that double team in Kramer and Haverkamp, and she got it and won it.
There is the serve by Parthamer. Now back, not much on the spike attempt. Dug up by Parthamer. Wildcat set it middle of the floor for Jackson. Defended back towards Frankfurt. No reset. Now it's tapped across. Diving effort. Nicely done there. Kept alive by Hayden Kramer. Now maybe one of our longest rallies to this point. Jason Becker got a hand under it, and then it hit the floor. And the Wildcats, after all that, earned the point. They're within three. It is 19-16. We haven't seen a ton of incredibly lengthy rallies. They've been rather quick.
Most of it's been kind of shut down by the attacking errors.
Here's a set. Here's a spike for Centralia. Scrambling on the back line. Frankfurt can't get there. Point Panthers. Make it 20-16. A couple of new bodies in here for Centralia. Be Keelan Rimpey. Lee will go back to serve. She will. Panthers trying to close it out here. Trying to get win number five on the year. Enter tonight at 4-1 after a second place finish at the Wabunsee tournament over the weekend. There's a miss hit by Frankfurt. Right into the net goes Ainsley Adams to make it 21-16 Panthers.
Yeah, ball just caught right underneath the wrist area. Just an unfortunate spot that Adams definitely didn't want to contact that ball with.
Another serve for Rempe. Is it an ace? It is. Deflected on the back line. It would have gone long. Just unfortunate there for the Wildcats. 22-16, and I think Frankfurt wants to talk it over. Important stretch here to keep this matchup alive. We'll step aside. Centralia trying to close it out. 22-16 here in set two. Back at a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout here, match two, set two here at Donovan West, Frankfort, and Centralia. Panthers trying to close it out. They lead 22-16, and that is going to be out. Just barely out of the timeout on the serve for Centralia. So the Wildcats desperately needed that one. They get to within five. It's 22-17.
Yeah, RMP just letting it get a little outside, more to her left of her hand, just not able to palm it down for the service.
Savannah Jackson on the serve. Big stretch here for the Wildcats. Here is a spike. It's up front left, and it's put down by Centralia's Niehaus. Kyra Niehaus, 5'6", junior, makes it 23-17. A clean bump set spike. Niehaus puts it away. Wiseau back onto the floor. Quick sub here for the Wildcats. Shane Anderson gets a breather. And the Panthers 2 points away from putting it away. Panthers with Wiseau. Nice little one-handed tapper across, and it's down for a point.
Man, that was, you know, kind of weirdly put to the Wiseau there from Parthimer at a diagonal placing. Ball was just kind of spinning, and she was able just to knot it off her bottom palm and just it went straight down on a dive near the near side.
Shane Anderson back on the floor to serve it here left to right for the Wildcats. 23-18 Centralia trying to sweep this one here in the second set. Nice tap there by Josie Haverkamp, and now a stoppage of play. And KP, I defer to you here.
Might have got her over the net right
okay.
there for the point.
Sometimes it just happens so quickly, it's hard to... And then they get right back to the serve in the next point. And a point makes it 23-19. Frankfurt, they still got to continue a nice little run here. No, never mind. Huge spike. That is the most emphatic point we have seen so far tonight. Milena Becker gets it now to 24-19. KP, it is match point for number two in the state.
Well, how many times in this game have you said momentum here for Frankfurt, and that immediately gets killed by Milena Becker? Man, she has just been an absolute workhorse here for Centralia.
JV ball comes in prior to the serve, so a quick stoppage of play. Next Centralia points. Would end this second matchup. There is the serve across. Far side of the floor. Haug had nothing but to really just get it back over. Now Becker, middle of the floor, left. Dug up nicely by Parthimer. Kind of outside the lines, and now a free ball sent across by one hand. What an athletic play by Kramer to keep it alive. Ball's on the deck. It hits the floor, and Centralia wins it. Boy, credit Hayden Kramer with a one-handed diving effort to get that one back over the net. It is 25-19 times two, and Centralia sweeps to improve to 5-1. Step aside for a quick timeout. A lot to recap as we get set for Centralia and Donovan West in the final matchup here in this TVL volleyball try. Again, KP, BT, Double K with you. Back in a couple of minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offer stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, shorter time between matches 2 and 3 here at D-West. Boy, these two getting ready for the final matchup. Two of the better teams in the state. Certainly one of the best, and you can argue to what we saw from D-West in their first matchup with Frankfort. Certainly an opportunity to give us a dandy of a matchup here. Centralia, Donovan West to close things out. Here on KMCA, Brandon Tabb and Kirk Hillman. And KP, Crittenden Prophet with you. Centralia 25-19. Certainly get a battle. Much better looking battle from Frankfort compared to maybe that first go around with D-West. Frankfort in it, certainly both of those sets, but certainly crunch time down the stretch. Centralia number 2 in the state, able to get their 5th win on the young season.
Yeah, Frankfort, they only had 6 kills against Donovan West, but against Centralia they had 9 kills. Something interesting with that year, they only had 1 ace combined through 4 sets against those two teams, the Mustangs and the Panthers. So, again, for Frankfort, a lot of it is working on your sets and the ability to set up players like Parthamer, Adams, and Loizzo up in that front row, get them chances to put down kill shots. Unfortunately, that just didn't come through like the Wildcats could have wanted it to in the end. As for Centralia, a great overall game for them when you look at the statistics. With kills, they had 20 kills. They had 6 aces. They had 1 block. But the errors were there, and the errors, it was a thorn in the side for Centralia. And it allowed Frankfort to stay in that game in both games, in both sets, as long as they did. But tell you what, the Centralia Panthers had a shining star here this season with an upcoming freshman in Carly Steinlage with 3 kills against Frankfort. But then also Melanie Becker, man, she had an absolute incredible day against Frankfort with 9 total kills. And I can't wait to see what she's going to continue to bring here against Donovan West and what their defense is able to do, because Becker looked unstoppable in that 2-game set against Frankfort. Well, excited to bring you our final matchup here in this TVL try again for matches 2 and 3. Not as much time compared to that first and second match break. So about 20 minutes between matches 1 and 2. We're only going about 10 minutes here between matches 2 and 3. Both these teams, obviously, they've played already. They're geared up. Not as much warm-up time needed. So we're going to step aside maybe 4 or 5 minutes or so, but hang with us. We'll come back. We'll get you set for a top-tier TVL matchup here in the early going, as it'll be Donovan West and Centralia to wrap up this TVL try here tonight. So we step aside for a few minutes. Stick with us. D-West and Centralia on the other side. You're listening to High School Volleyball, the MSC Sports Radio Network.